Welcome to the Habit for College Athletics podcast. My name is Warren Croxon, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast is for fans of Habit for College Athletics to get to know some of the great student athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features women's soccer player Allie Lopez. Lopez discusses her time at Haverford, traveling abroad, how poorly she handles the cold weather, and much more. Here's how the interview went. How did you get into soccer when you were younger?
I was one of those kids that was like involved in a lot of different sports. Like, my parents would sign me up for a lot of different sports. And initially, I wasn't that good at soccer. I would like sit on the field and like pick the grass. So my mom told me she didn't think I had a very bright future in soccer. She told me this after I started playing in college. But I just kind of stuck with it. It was one of the ones that I just kept doing consistently. And my parents were both really involved, and I made really good friends on my soccer team. So I think that's initially why I stuck with it. And then once I got a little better, I ended up really liking it and just, like, running around. So I think that's how I initially got involved.
Who are some of your major influences in the sport?
In terms of, you know, like, athletes or just
both
like...
athletes both or coaches or coaches. Whatever.
I think one of my first coaches when I started actually playing competitively, Robert Sackey, was someone who pushed me initially because I had never really been pushed before, just kind of been playing recreationally, and he was having a good time, and he was kind of one of the first adult figures that told me that I had potential, but I had a long way to go to get there. And he was from Ghana, and so he had a very different perspective on coaching and just kind of how to deal with kids, which I think is funny now. But, you know, initially when I was 11 years old, it was kind of like a rude awakening. Like, oh, I actually have to, like, really practice a lot more than just kind of, like, naturally being, you know, kind of fast or something like that.
Right.
So I think he was the one that, you know, really got the ball rolling in terms of that.
Literally, of course.
Yeah. But yeah, literally and figuratively. So I think, for me, that was when I was younger, had the most growth and realized that that was something that I could really keep doing. But there were definitely ups and downs. Remember, I lost the ball once. I passed it to the other team. And he asked me, he yelled at me from the sideline. He said, "Allie, do you have eyes?" And, like, pointed at his eyes. And I looked at him with, like, and he said, "Well, use them." I was like, oh, no. You know, I was only, like, 10 or 11. So my parents and I still joke about it. But I think, you know, those kinds of experiences also made me a lot better, and I ended up, like, really loving soccer. So, I think that was the biggest one.
What about any athletes that kind of help you get into the game?
Yeah, I think when I was deciding whether I wanted to play college soccer or not, Alex Morgan actually went to Cal, which is, I'm from Berkeley, and so we would, like, go to the games, you know, because when we were younger, we'd all go as a team and, like, go watch Cal women play. And I did a lot of Cal camps growing up, just as something, like, Cal soccer camps, just something to keep me busy. And kind of watching her, you know, come into her prime when she was, you know, getting a lot of covers, like, on the national team. It was kind of cool because I'd seen her before, in more of, like, a local setting and not such, like, a stardom setting. And one of my assistant coaches had actually played with her. And so sometimes, you know, like, it just seemed, like, a lot more connected and someone who wasn't, like, as far removed. You know, that, you know, like, somebody who's, like, Abby Wambach, who's, you know, absolutely incredible, like, incredible player and had an incredible career. It's sometimes hard to kind of relate to that just because she's just so big and, you know, she's a lot older than I am in terms, like, for sports anyway. So it's kind of nice to see someone who's local and kind of watch them, grow. So I think that really, watching it was inspirational, and I just thought, like, oh, I want to do something with soccer too. Like, I don't want to just have it end in high school. So I don't know. It was kind of a cool reference point for me.
So what was it like watching the World Cup this past summer?
So that was really interesting. I actually studied abroad in France, so all the games were like at 2 in the morning. So it worked out for a while when I was super jet lagged. But I remember the World Cup final. We had just gone to see, we had to go see this, there's a theater festival there. So we had to go see King Lear, which ended up, you know, like 1 in the morning. So I remember getting back to my apartment in France and opening my computer, and my Facebook page was open, and people just like blowing up about the World Cup because they were playing
mm-hmm.
and had scored like 2 goals in the first, you know, like 15, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. So I remember I was just like up really, really late, like just watching this game at like 2 in the morning. Like I had class at 8:30 the next day. Like I needed to leave at 8.
Right.
But I don't know. It's just one of those things that you really get to see how big soccer is.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was in France, like a lot of the kids were still, you know, like up watching. They're still trying to go to like whatever, because we didn't have TVs, so like any kind of sports bar, like anything to like go watch the games.
Right.
So that was, it was a lot of fun to be able to have that kind of soccer connection. And then, you know, I was one of the only girls that played soccer in France, you know, and kind of be like joking around. And so a lot of people who knew I was American, when we won, were like, oh my God, like, you guys won the World Cup. Like, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So it was like a cool source of pride, you know, like not being home and being able to like watch the game still was nice, even though it was kind of late.
Transitioning back to Haverford, when you were in high school
yeah.
and you are looking at schools, mm-hmm. what are some of the things that attracted you to the school?
So I didn't come here for soccer. So what I was looking for in a school was, I wanted a school on the East Coast. I really wanted a small liberal arts college that wasn't completely isolated. I didn't like the isolation part, considering I'm from a suburban area. And I wanted pretty rigorous academics. I wanted my college experience to be more challenging than my high school experience. My high school experience wasn't, you know, particularly dull
right.
either, but I wanted to challenge myself. But I also wanted the support of having, you know, like a small classroom setting and professors that would know who I am, because I definitely needed that in high school. Like, if there was something I was struggling with, my teachers would always reach out to me and, like, make sure I was on the right track, like, make sure I was doing okay. So I felt like I still wanted that supportive environment, but obviously in college you still get to thrive on your own. So I wanted a little more independence being far from home, considering I'm from California, but I still wanted some kind of academic support as well.
So going to the East Coast was
mm-hmm.
more just to get some independence from home, is that?
Yeah,
that,
and I wanted like a different environment.
Different,
I've never moved, and so I just
okay.
wanted something different, something that would kind of change things up, and I've loved it. The seasons are definitely different. We don't really have those, so the cold is always interesting, but I've really enjoyed it here. It's definitely been a different experience, but that's what I wanted.
How do you balance your life as a student athlete?
It takes a lot of organization, and one of the things that I like to do, like setting up my schedule, is making sure that the classes I take, like the lift times I set up, like all give me, you know, time to like do work or like have some sort of plan. I like having, you know, setting up different chunks of time for when I'm going to do certain things, you know, and I always have a planner that I like to write, you know, all the big assignments that I have, and it has both, like, the monthly and, like, the weekly thing,
mm-hmm.
so I like being able to see things, like, on multiple formats. I also
right.
have it in my computer, just so, you know, nothing really falls through the cracks, and making sure that everything's pretty organized, because if you're, you know, a little all over the place, that's when things really start to get frazzled,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's a lot of time, and, you know, you usually get to locker room at, like, 3:15, and after, you know, like, you get ready, and you go to practice, and then you eat dinner, and you shower, it's maybe, like, 7:45, 8, So, you know, that time between then is, you know, pretty devoted to soccer. So how do you find different times to, you know, get the other stuff done and still, you know, make time for your friends and all of that? So I think organization has been the biggest thing for me, knowing when everything's due. So if you're not up, like, super late, you know, like, before a big game or something, that's the worst.
Right. Not that you've done that.
Yeah, of course not.
Is there one particular moment academically that has stood out above the rest? Whether it was a good grade on a test or interaction with the teacher?
Yeah, I think it was when I was deciding who my major advisor was going to be. And I'm a political science major. And so initially when I came to college, I had no idea what I wanted to do. And was kind of taking classes all over the place. Just, you know, like the typical classes like chemistry and, you know, intro to psych. And just
trying,
like,
to figure it
out.
Yeah,
just taking like a wide variety of things and seeing, you know, what things kind of vibed with and other things that absolutely not. So, and so I had taken an American politics class second semester my freshman year. And I liked it, but there were definitely kids who, you know, knew every single fun fact about America, and that was a little intimidating. And so I wasn't really sure, you know, if that was something that I thought I would thrive in. I liked it, but I wasn't sure I'd be, like, necessarily that good at it. And so I remember, you know, taking more political science classes, but, like, still kind of unsure. And my professor, who I've chosen to be my major advisor and my thesis advisor as well, he's good friends with the professor who I had that first American politics class. And I remember meeting with him, and I had definitely, at the beginning, I was a little more shy about, you know, participation, and I wasn't really sure with my answers, but I'd, like, raise my hand and I'd participate. This was, like, a more advanced class, so there were fewer of us, so I felt like, okay, I really need to make an effort. And by the end of the class, I was, like, really getting into the groove of things and, you know, understanding the material. And he talked to me about it and said, you know, like, oh, like, I'm really glad that you took Steve's class and that you wanted to keep doing it, because you've really, really gotten the hang of it now, and I'm really glad you stuck with it. And it was kind of one of those things where I was like, oh, like, you know, I was, I had done well, you know, like, on written assignments, but I was still, like, pretty shy my freshman year of, like, participating in the class with, like, 40 kids, because it's a big intro class.
Right.
And so I think having grown from there and having that be recognized was really nice, and it was one of those things that, you know, like, all the hard work, like, was recognized, and it did pay off, and I felt like I chose the right thing to do, because, you know, choosing a major is, you know, all, like, a lot of parents say, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, you can choose whatever you want to do, but when you're in college, it's still a very stressful point, and so I remember first semester, I had no idea what I was going to do, and was pretty anxious about it, so that kind of resolved a lot of anxiety, and I was happy with my choice, so I think that was a big turning point where I felt confident in my academics, finally, so.
Is there one particular moment athletically that you've enjoyed since you've been here?
Yeah, I think when we my freshman year, we were in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference, and it went down to PKs, and I was really, really sick. I had strep throat, so I was, you know, kind of dying, and hadn't gone to class or to practice for, like, 2 days, and, you know, couldn't really swallow anything, like, I couldn't really drink any water, and so they had, you know, like, given me a lot of DayQuil, like, beforehand. And I had, like, really been trying to, like, drink a lot of Gatorade. And so I was, like, really delirious. But we had, you know, and so, like, playing was obviously a little more challenging than usual. And it was a semifinal. But we were at Johns Hopkins, so they had, like, this huge jumbotron. And so it had gone to PKs, and Kristen Hasselgren had, like, nailed one into the corner. And we won. I remember just being, like, so delirious and so incredibly tired and so incredibly happy. And just, like, crying, just, like, out of joy and
right.
of, like...
All those emotions.
So many emotions. And just being, like, so incredibly happy. Like, everyone ran onto the field. Obviously, penalty kicks are an extremely stressful point in soccer. And just, like, seeing everyone so incredibly happy. The seniors, you know, were all over the place, like, screaming and jumping. And it finally felt like all the stuff we had worked for was kind of, like, coming to a culminating point. It was really, really great to see. And, you know, like, we were all together. Everyone was, like, wrapped up in, like, all their blankets. And everyone just, like, sprinted on there after, you know, like, that tense moment of silence. So I think that was, like, one of the most memorable moments for me. You know, even though I wasn't, like, feeling so great, that's, like, not the thing that I remember from that moment. It was just, like, so much excitement. So I think that would be one of the standouts for me.
Do you have any plans? Have you worked out any plans for after college? You have any ideas on what you want
to
do?
Yeah, so I'm thinking about going to law school. Not 100% sure yet, but I'm definitely kind of gearing my studies towards that. I'm not really sure exactly what I want to do, but that's kind of what I've been focusing on. So hopefully that works out, and if not, I'm sure I'll find something. But that's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay, so this part of the interview is some rapid fire questions. Just
okay.
Name the first thing that kind of pops
okay.
into your head. Favorite movie?
Forrest Gump.
Favorite book?
I would have to say War and Peace. I really like that book.
Favorite food?
Pasta.
What kind of pasta?
I like plain pasta with butter and Parmesan cheese.
Okay. Favorite vacation spot?
Hawaii.
Wow, so you've been to Hawaii. What's that whole experience
yeah.
like?
Yeah, Hawaii is a little closer to me than most people on the East Coast.
Right.
That's why it's more of a closer destination.
Yeah.
It was, like, one of the first times that I went in the ocean and it wasn't cold. And, like, I really hate cold water. So that was, like, one of the first standout moments to me. My family and I have gone to Hawaii a fair amount. My dad really likes windsurfing. But it's, like, really, really tranquil out there, really, really pretty, and I don't know. Just
How far is that, or how long is that plane ride?
Maybe, like, 5 hours or
okay.
something. Yeah.
So it's a little bit more normal for you
yeah,
than it is from people
that,
on
from
the East
here. I didn't realize that was, like, a different
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Your favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
I really liked the Flintstones, but I'd only seen it in Spanish. So, I'm still a little confused on the names in English, but but
okay.
but it was my favorite thing until I realized there was a difference.
What is the most played song on your iTunes playlist?
I really like this song called Fancy Footwork by Promeo, and I think it's, like, one of those things that I like to listen to before games, or just, like, you know, kind of jamming out doing homework.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So these questions are a little bit more deep thinking.
Okay.
What was, you talked about the seasons being a little different for you.
Yeah.
What was last winter the first time you've ever seen snow?
No. I actually was on the ski team when I was in California, so, like, I kind of threw people off with the whole seeing snow thing. But but it's definitely the first time I had to, like, feed myself in the snow. I think that was, like, the big difference. Because my freshman year, we had, like, the worst winter we've had in a while, and there was, like, a few feet of snow. And I was just, like, looking out my window and being like, oh, there's no way I'm going out there. But it was the first time I had to, like, walk places to get to the snow, so I made the mistake of accidentally going to the gym wearing my sneakers, and I didn't know I was supposed to wear, like, snowshoes and carry my sneakers, so I was, like, jumping in the holes that my teammates had walked in, you know, so I wouldn't, like, completely make a mess, and so they just gave me a piggyback ride because they were pretty done with my moving slowly.
So you handled the winter pretty poorly.
Yeah, I handled it pretty poorly.
Where do people from warm places go on vacation?
A lot of people like to go to snowy places.
Okay.
Yeah.
Share a personal fact that no one would ever guess about you.
Well, I'm fluent in French, but I don't know if that's something someone would never guess. If you just looked at me, you wouldn't know. But the people who know me,
so
know.
You, you're fluent in French. Are you?
Yeah.
I'm guessing Spanish as well.
Yeah.
So
not as much writing, but yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
So you're fluent in three different languages.
Yeah,
That's pretty cool. Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a deserted island with?
I was actually talking about this with two people last night because I think they had done interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how I'd be like the most useless person to be on an island with. So I definitely need a lot of help. I think I would choose, Jo because she's like really good at outdoorsy things. And then Kathy Prescott because she is, you know, like, the part of my brain that's more, like, helps me towards geared common sense. Like, I'm making, like, good decisions. Because I just never really know, you know, what to do. So, definitely Kath. I think Allie Weiner for entertainment value. She's hysterical. So, I think those three would be a pretty funny combo.
If you have three wishes from a genie, what would they be? And no, you cannot wish for more wishes, and you cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes.
Okay. I think one of them would be that I don't break as often, because everyone likes to joke that the right side of my body is a little bit of a mess. So I think pretty much every joint has had a significant amount of trouble. So I would wish, number one, for that. I think the second one would be... that my room didn't get messy because I always...
You know, you could fix that yourself.
I know, but I need an additional help. that, like, things would magically go back to where they're supposed to be. And my third one would be that I could have, like, a one-card tracker. Because, like, have some sort of way to, like, if I needed my one card, they would come to me. Because I think I've gone through the most one cards on the team.
What is the one card?
Oh, the one card is something I have for that helps you. It's basically, like, you need it for everything. You need it to get into buildings. You need it to get food. You need it. So I'm always the one stuck out of my dorm. I'm always the one that doesn't have my one card to get food. So the first week of preseason... I lost my one card, and I was like, oh, no, I need to go get a new one. And my coach texted me saying she found my one card. And then I saw her, and she said, oh, I have your one card, but it got mowed. And I was like, oh, because I dropped on the field, and it got mowed over by, like, the grass mower. So it didn't work anymore. It was, like, completely shredded. So I had a lot of trouble with one card.
So, like, do you lose your keys and your wallet often?
No, it's just the one card.
Just the
lose.
One card.
And
okay.
So I really need help with one card.
Fair enough.
Because I get locked in everything.
If you could be any TV or movie character, who would it be and why?
I think it'd be Goofy for Mickey Mouse, because I just kind of am that way.
So, is Goofy your favorite Disney character?
I mean, I like Minnie Mouse, but I think Goofy is more fitting for me.
Finish this statement. I can't believe I once won
third place in my skiing race, but only because I really had to go to the bathroom, and so I really needed to get to the bottom of the hill, because the bathroom, the porta potty was at the bottom, and so I never won, so my mom didn't let me go to the awards ceremony, because I just got really upset that I never won anything, but that was the only time I won, so I think that would be it.
That is by far the best answer I've had to that question. If you could time travel, would you go to the past or future?
I think I'd go to the future. There's a lot... I remember talking... Kathy broke her leg, and so they had, like, a lot... Like, they put her in surgery, like, maybe, like, a day later and, like, got her all fixed up. But we were talking about, like, if we were in the Civil War, like, what would they have done if Kathy broke her tibia all the way through? And, like, all the answers sounded absolutely terrible. So I think going to the future would probably help things.
What thing are you most looking forward to when you go to the future? Is it flying cars? Is it the iPhone 10 or 12 or?
I think maybe like more efficient ways of transportation, because I'm usually late places, so that would help me out.
How do you like to spend a rainy day?
Inside. I actually really hate rain, so I really don't like going outside.
Well, California, you don't get that much rain.
I know, so that's like why I'm like, and also, you know, like rain here. you have warm rain, which is, like, a very confusing concept to me. So I just stay inside.
It could be worse. Could be snow. Yeah. If it was colder, it would be snow.
So I just stay inside on that one.
If you could bring back one thing from your childhood, what would it be?
I think it'd be field trips. Because I don't know, like, you never really do that many field trips. You don't really get to go different places and, like, have everything organized for you, and they just kind of, like, bring you somewhere, and you're, like, with all your friends, and they kind of just guide you through the entire process, where now, if you want to do something, you have to do it all yourself, and, like, sometimes it works out, and other times it really doesn't. So I think organized field trips are a good thing for my childhood that I enjoy.
You're walking through the dining center one day and accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself, checking out Haverford for the first time. What advice would you give to yourself?
Stop being so anxious and the food thing will work out. I was really anxious about, like, the food, too. And one of the representatives I asked, I was like, how's the food at Haverford? And he looked me right in the eye and said, oh, the food's the worst part about Haverford. And I remember looking at me like, oh, I can't go here. And being really concerned about it. And I think the entire college process was very anxiety-ridden.
Because of the food, of course?
Oh, because of the food. But I think I tell myself to be less anxious. And when people say it all works out and you go to a place that you're going to love, that it does actually work out. So be less anxious about the process.
So the most important question is, what is your favorite food at the dining center?
The pizza. It was pretty embarrassing. The first week when they started making the new pizza with, like, they just put the dough in right away. It's not the frozen kind. We almost made a pizza tally for me in the locker room because I would eat, like, 4 pizzas, like, at lunch and at dinner. Because during preseason, we have, like, 3 sessions a day, so you're really hungry. And so I would just, like, eat a lot of it and other things. And so people almost started a pizza tally, so I think, like, it's pretty funny.
So how many slices have you been able to eat in one sitting? What's the most you've been able to eat in one sitting?
Maybe, like, 3 or 4. I always eat other things, too, though.
Okay.
Just to kind of balance things out.
Same type of question, okay. Not the pizza version.
All right.
You're walking down the street one day and accidentally bump to yourself 10 years into the future. So pretend you're time traveling into the future. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hopefully having some sort of job. Sorry. I really hope so. I feel like hopefully I'll, you know, have a better grasp on things, but I think, you know, I'll still be pretty involved in, you know, some sort of sport aspect, keeping that, because I'm one of those people that, like, really needs to just, like, run around. Otherwise, I get a little too anxious. And hopefully doing something that that I'm really enjoying that's making some sort of difference in either, like, the community or a bigger international community, but doing something that's going to impact people's lives and doing, you know, some sporty stuff, too.
Thanks to Allie for coming onto the podcast. Please subscribe, download, rate, and leave comments on how we can make the podcast better for you, the fans. Stay tuned as we'll have more fall athletes and winter athletes coming soon. Thanks for listening, and go Fords!